Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to take this time to thank you for listening to our broadcast this morning. We also have a TV program entitled Searching the Scriptures. It will air right after this broadcast, 8 to 8:30 on Public Access Channel number 6 on your TV. Please give it a look. We have a very extensive website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these MP3 files of the radio program. Our TV videos are there under Bible videos under the special study tabs. And you also find a host of other Bible-related material that will help you and aid you in the study of God's Word. We also, at the end of this broadcast, will give you a personal invitation to come and be with us in our Bible study periods and worship periods at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. We want nothing from you. We're not going to make any pressure tactics on you. All we want you to do is come with an open mind, open Bible if you have one. If not, we can provide you one and let you see the need for God in your life and you have a relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. Please come and be with us. We have been studying for the past few months the subject of 1 Peter. We've been looking at the writings of 1 Peter. We began last week examining the first 7 verses of 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 through 7. We discussed verse 1 and 2, but today we want to begin discussing in verse number 3. So as we begin this morning, let me go back to the text and let me read verse 3 through verse 7. 1 Peter 3, beginning in verse 3. Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing of gold, or putting on fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart, with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, a holy woman who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands. As Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror. Husbands, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered. And so we begin this morning by talking about inward beauty, because that's what the Apostle Peter is discussing in verses 3 through 6. He's discussing to win them over by the inner beauty, not to put emphasis on the outward appearance. It's not saying that it's wrong. It's not saying that it's wrong in and of itself. If so, wearing apparel would be wrong. But that's not his point. The emphasis is not on clothing itself or the type of clothing. The emphasis is on what you are trying to do by your clothing, what message you are sending. Let's read, maybe this will help, if we read 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 9 and 10. In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with propriety and moderation, not with braided hair or gold or pearls or costly clothing, but which is proper for women professing godliness with good works. Now again, this is not like the women of the world. What Peter is showing here is a contrast. We're not trying to hold the attention of the world by our outward appearance, by our hair, by our dress, by the length, by the tightness of it, by how we make ourselves up when we go out into public. That's not how we're trying to hold the attention, not to other men, but even not to our own husbands. We try to hold the attention of the husbands not by outward emphasis. Massive whorls of hair twisted with strands of gold and pearl, more common among women who have loose morals. Not necessarily, but many times this is the attire of a harlot. You can read that in the Proverbs. Now again, I want to make sure we're not misunderstanding. Now God is not saying, and Peter is not saying, that it's wrong to wear gold, that it's wrong to look nice, or it's wrong to make up your hair, or to get a permanent, or to get your hair fixed or to get a cut. That's not the emphasis. That's not what God is saying. God is saying, don't let the emphasis of your person be your outward appearance. Don't let that be the thing that defines you. Don't let what defines you is the style of clothes that you wear, the way you do your hair, or the cost of the jewelry that you wear. Don't let that be the thing that defines you. Let it be an inner beauty that shines even brighter than the outward beauty. That's his point. That's what he's trying to emphasize. Notice, rather let it be. Verse number 4 shows a contrast. He's saying you replace that outward appearance, the outward emphasis, to try to allure or to impress people by the outward person. You try to do it inwardly. The ornament is incorruptible, not the apparel that corrects. The meek and quiet spirit, the character, not by self-will, not by pride, not by envy, not by passion, or senselessness, does not live with vexation or frustration of those who live for fashion and seek external adorning, but that inward notice, rather with the hidden person of the heart. It is calm, it is tranquil, it is patient. It accepts God's dealing with her without dispute, without resistance, not bitter over her role of submissiveness. Any man understands and appreciates a kind temper, gentle words, mild and calm in time of trouble. More inward than outward, adorns the soul rather than the body. Henry says, where hypocrites' work ends, the Christian's work begins. We need to follow the example of our Lord. Now notice, again, let us go back to the text. An incorruptible beauty. What makes it incorruptible? Because it's a quiet and meek spirit. It's one that is under control. It is one that's submissive to the Lord and to her husband. And she is gentle with her tongue. She is gentle in the way she approaches people. She is gentle in her speech. She is gentle in her conduct. And that is what God says is the inner beauty. And that is to be the attractive part of the woman. That is to be the part that draws things to the woman. Not her outward apparel, not the way she does her hair, not the style of her clothes, not the cost of the jewelry, but the inner spirit, the precious inner spirit. Notice that this is very precious in the sight of God. Now let that sink in, ladies. When you have a quiet and meek spirit, when you are willingly and voluntarily under submission to God and under submission to your husband, and you have the quiet personality, and you're reserved, and you're reverent, and you're kind with your words, you're kind in your speech, you treat people with dignity and respect. When you do that, that is an inner beauty that glows even more magnificent than your outward appearance. And you know why this should be in preference to the outward? Listen to the last part of verse 4. This is very precious in the sight of God. Now notice, ladies, to have this inward beauty is very much more precious to God than any outward apparel. Now let that sink in. Now again, God is not condemning outward apparel, but he does not want that to be the defining measure of your character. Your character is not defined by your outward appearance, but by your inner beauty, by your character, by your conduct, by your action, by your words, and by your submissiveness voluntarily to God and to your husband. For in this manner, in former times, the holy men who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being under submission to their own husbands. Notice, in former times, he's talking about in times past. Follow the example of women who pleased God in the past. They trusted in God, not fondness of external adoring. Daughters who follow in the steps are something that's very precious to God. God takes note and remembers humble submission. Now, we could go back to a lot of the ladies in the Old Testament that were excellent examples. Deborah, the judge in Israel. Men like women like Esther, Sarah, Abraham's wife, and Abigail, who was married to a very hateful and rude man, but yet she interceded with David to keep him from killing her family. And she later became, after Nabal died, she became David's wife. She had that inner beauty. She had that inner quality in the character that made her very precious. Now, that's what God is looking for. God says that's what's going to work. That is what's going to help you lead your unbelieving mate to Christ, by having this inner beauty, this hidden person of the heart that speaks volumes of your character, who speaks volumes of your strength and your love for God and for your husband. And when you do this, this is pleasing to God and very precious. And so, ladies, it's not wrong to have a good adornment of the outward, but the emphasis should not be on the outward. It needs to be in the inward. In verse 6, it says, "So Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, whose daughters you are, if you do good and not afraid with terror." Now, does what is good, not afraid of terror. Does what is right, no matter what the circumstance, no matter what the situation may be, the woman does what is right. She does what God calls upon her to do. She's calm. She has an unruffled spirit. Even if her unbelieving husband works to undermine her faith, she patiently endures it and keeps her faith and commitment to God strong. Be what you should be, even if your mate is not. Even if your mate is not what they should be. Even if they're not treating you in the way that they should. Pray about it. Turn to God. He'll give you comfort. He'll give you strength. But never compromise your faith. Always remain steadfast in your faith, in your relationship with God. Excuse me. And do what He calls upon you to do to make the inner beauty outshine the outer beauty. Be what you should, even when others tell you that it's better to be something less. One commentary suggested, not afraid of being caught doing wrong, but being caught for doing right. Again, you don't have to look over your shoulder. You don't have to worry about what others are saying. You don't have to worry about somebody impugning your character. When you do what is right, when you do what is honorable, when you do what is reverent and faithful, then your character will speak for itself. You won't have to say anything. You won't have to shut out any criticism, because your life and your works and your conduct will shut that criticism down. It will show it to be inaccurate. And so again, let me emphasize as we bring this part of our lesson to the close. Now, next Lord's Day, Lord willing, we'll talk about why the husband, what responsibility does a husband have to this example of his wife, and we'll talk about that next week. He has a responsibility how he treats her, or he's going to be in trouble with God. But I want to reiterate, in these texts, in the texts we are studying, God is emphasizing that the inner beauty has a much more attractive drawing to God than outward appearance. Ladies, please take this lesson to heart. It's okay to have an outward beauty. It's okay to have nice apparel and look nice. But what should shine and what should be the most attractive part of you is your inner character. Thank you for listening. Please tune in again.